Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host, Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Tim Knight, a.k.a. Nighttime, in the house. Joining us shortly will be our co-host, Mr. Tia D, and, of course, Erica Chanel with some entertainment news. A little bit late today, got a little late start, but, you know, we're glad to be here. Well, I'm glad to be here. You never know how things play out, but, hey, we are into almost the last week of January. This month went pretty fast. It's 2016. A lot is happening here at Nighthouse. As always, definitely appreciate your support. You can reach us at 323-443-7453. Again, that's 323-443-7453. We want to definitely hear from you today. Talking about a lot of crazy stuff. I didn't even want to put a title on it. I said, I'm just going to, you know, hit y'all with it as it comes. The chat room, I'm opening that up for you right now. Okay, so you guys can talk to us. You want to hear, you know, what you got to say, what's going on with you. Also, excuse me, got some music coming up, you know. From time to time, we do have independent artists that come and, you know, showcase their talent with the world, you know. So far, you know, I got a shout out to all the 16,000 people that have checked out the show. I'm excited about that. Very encouraging, to say the least. So we're happy about that. If you want your music played here, okay, or your product, your service, whatever it is you're doing, you want to get some exposure at an affordable cost, all you need to go is to the website, okay? Well, a couple different places you can go. First, you can just go to timknight.com. That's timknight.com. And then click on the link for the Fiverr promotion. Very simple. Very easy promotion we got going on there. Then you can actually check out the blog. Okay, I'm going to put the address for the blog in the chat room. And that's very simple. It's nighthouseradio.blogspot. All right, anyway, let me welcome our co-host into the building, Miss Tia D, Erica Chanel. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
In my time tonight.
I couldn't even understand what she was saying. It was like,
what? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me
tired?
Now? Can
yes,
you hear me now? Is this better?
You're fine.
Let me clear out the mic.
Yeah, you're fine. It just sound like you was. You're fine. You sound like you was in slow motion. That's all. It was like,
Okay.
That was good slow motion. That was good.
Whatever.
I was good. Proud of myself. New talents
great.
Every day being discovered.
Gold star for you. Gold star.
Yes, you know, hey, somebody got to do it, all right? But it is good that you guys join me. So first and foremost, how's everybody doing?
I'm great.
Doing all right. Alive, breathing.
Amen for that.
Yep. All right. Okay. Well, that sounds encouraging, you know.
No, sorry, it was impossible.
Well, like I'm alive, I'm breathing. Our breaths are coming in and out.
That is encouraging, isn't it?
Air
is
flowing.
You better be thankful that God wakes you up every day.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, the Lord. Yeah, she's like, well, you know, the Lord, he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. You know.
I hate when people do that, though, when they be like, after every sentence. Like, what are you, James Brown? What's happening?
It's catching your breath. You know, it's funny you mention that, because I remember I was at church. My, you know, dad used to go to a different church, whatever, and we had a white pastor. And, like, on his tapes, like, he'd be on, you know, like, 3,000. He'd be just, like, yelling. I didn't understand how they were understanding what this man was saying. But he would just be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. He was just like, yo, what is going on? And I was like, Mom, what are you talking about? And she was like, I don't know. Anyway.
Some of the amen.
Exactly. But yeah, we got a lot going on. As I mentioned to the people before, we definitely want to hear from you. The number is 323-443-7453. We do have a guest that's coming to join us at 10 o'clock, about 15 minutes away, Big Six, actually from New Jersey. He's going to let us hear some of his music. So, you know, as we always showcase new talent, you know, we don't judge it. We play it and, you know, look forward to the feedback. So that's what it's all about. So, a lot of stuff is in the news. I don't know where we should start. Let me see. What's the most pressing issue right now? I guess, what, the water in Flint? Should we tackle that first, ladies?
Yeah.
Why not? Tim, can you give a recap to your co-host as well as the listeners for the issue in Flint, Michigan right now?
Well, it appears that, you know, I used to live in Detroit. You know, shout out to the D. It's called the D. Jesus. No, but anyway, apparently their mayor the governor had allowed them to cut off the fresh water supply. That's what it all boiled down to. No pun intended, boiled down. No, didn't boil down.
Great.
But. Okay.
Does not make fresh water. Go ahead.
No, but not fresh water. But yeah, he basically allowed that to take place as a means, I guess, to save money. But this is something that's been, I guess, over 2 years in the making. Obviously, that impacted the lives of those people negatively. I think about 10 people died, and numerous other little kids have been poisoned and sickened. So this is a pretty serious situation right here. So now the question comes into play, are these guys going to be held accountable, like legally accountable for this? So this is a major issue.
Why wouldn't they be held legally accountable, especially if this is something you had forewarning about or knew about and a cut you made, I don't want to say maliciously, but you purposefully made that cut and knew the potential impacts it may have. So it's not like you did it without any knowledge of it. So why wouldn't they be held accountable legally?
Well, I mean, now you've seen plenty of examples of injustice, okay? And you know what the reality is? If this story probably didn't break nationally, this probably would have just been swept under the rug, you know?
That's a true statement.
Yeah. I mean, only because, you know, it's got, you know, made mainstream. Now everybody's Meek Mill sent $200 over there, something like that. Everybody's doing.
Really?
You know, everybody chiming in, you know, I sent $10. You know, I wanted to get a shout out for the radio station. You know, everybody trying to, you know, do their part. But no, it is really serious.
Aretha Franklin donated hotel rooms and meals to them. Is Flint near Detroit?
Yeah, it's not far. It's about maybe 20, 30 minutes at that. Yeah. And not far. But again, I mean, they've been having issues in Flint for a long time. You know, Michael Moore's from there. He's been exposing all the, you know, craziness that's been going on. I mean, you got the water crisis, you got the public schools. The whole infrastructure is just a mess.
How is Michigan as a whole? Like, you know, Flint's not right, Detroit's not right. What's going on in that state? Who's the governor?
I don't know. He might be up for I don't know. But I think, I mean, if you live outside of Detroit, you're okay. Any of the urban cities, I guess.
Oh, so Flint urban?
Yeah,
yes.
That's the hood. Yeah, that's definitely hood.
Yes, it's very urban. I think they said it's like 85-90% minority. I don't want to just say black, but minority. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
just imagine.
For sure.
Yeah, these people have been.
Mayor,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Timmy.
No,
the mayor was actually on CNN, and she was basically saying, this happened because we're black. This happened because this is a poor neighborhood. This happened because they didn't care. Because apparently Flint is only like 70 miles away from, like, I think, like one of the Great Lakes where you can actually filter in fresh water. So
exactly.
There was really no excuse for it.
Yep. And I guess that it just is really black and white. You know, this wouldn't even been a topic of discussion, you know, had it been anything other than minorities. Now the question becomes, where was the mayor of Detroit mayor of Flint and all these other people that's involved now at that time when this was brought across the table? Because nothing just happens without, you know, it being discussed somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I don't know
true.
If that spirit
somebody's
was going out there. You know what I'm saying? Who was fighting then? Like, yo, you're not going to do this to this city. You know, you're not going to shut this down. We need to rally. Like, all, you know how we do. We rally. You know, it's just going to rally.
That makes sense. But on what level? See, I'm not really sure how that, if that's just, I guess, I can't see why the mayor wouldn't be involved in things that impact their town. Like, I know there are certain things above certain people's pay grades, but I imagine, like, your water supply is on the list of mayoral duties. Like, that it doesn't make sense that it would not be. So that's potentially somebody on her staff not communicating with her or probably getting her just to sign off on something and, so, yeah, there's a lack of, there's a sense of responsibility on her end as well.
Yeah, and I believe they said a lot of the, you're dealing with staffing issues. I don't know, it's always something, you know, and I think this is, I'm
it's
glad
staffing
that,
issues.
Yeah, it's like we got to really, well,
somebody
let me just call it the top
else.
Point. Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Well, what was the hotel room? What was the hotel room for? Was it Aretha Franklin?
Exactly.
What was
she's
that
she's trying to get some young, she's trying to get some PYT meat. She's like, who do y'all young things want to come in here and drink some fresh water and some milk? It's not like their homes were impacted. They need fresh water, fresh drinking water. Like, you know, what do the hotel rooms for? Like,
well, the thing is, she's only donating to 25 to 50 people, so it's not really benefiting a whole.
Well, that's nice because I know I wouldn't be 25. Excuse me, two rooms, sir. Give me two rooms.
She's from Detroit, right?
Oh, my God.
Aretha. That's right. That's what's up, though. And, you know, is that the Holiday Inn? Yeah, Holiday Inn. So, listen, hey, if you're listening to Flint, it's probably too late, you know, because 50 rooms is gone. But, that was nice.
Yeah, they going.
Yeah, that's nice, though. Well, how long is the stay, though? I've been in there trying to stay. You have to put me out.
So they can wash
that money.
What about
they can wash?
They can wash. I won't be washing my body in the no.
Boil it and wash. Boil
it
and wash your ass.
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, here is the good news. The good news is your president donated $80 million down there. So hopefully that should get things flowing in the right direction. Pun intended.
Our president.
Yeah, your president, yeah. Anyway.
Is he not your president as well?
I'm running with Mos Def. I got a card that, you know.
Listen.
Mos Def, you got the fake passport joint. You got the fake passport? Well, let's talk about that. Anybody know about Mos Def? I like Mos Def straight up. But,
I like Mos Def.
That's not even
what
he calls himself now. Isn't it Yasin Bahim or somebody like that?
Yeah. Something crazy.
I think it's inmate 76452 at this point. I think that's
enemy
what we're going by.
State.
Yeah, enemy of the state. Nah. But yeah, people, I mean, just like Wesley Snipes try that stuff. I mean, it sounds good in theory, and a lot of the stuff that the principles behind what they're talking about is true, but the thing is, you got to have a lot of money and power to kind of even attempt to get away with that stuff. They don't play with that stuff, you know. Even though you're right, just like if you think about it, the Federal Reserve System is not really federal. Does anybody know that? You know what I'm saying? That's not really a federal institution. So we're really paying, I mean, do some research. Let me just shed some light on there. Research the Federal Reserve System and how it came about, what it is all about, and then you would probably be thinking to yourself, do I really have to pay taxes if you know what that's really about? You know what I'm saying? But same time. Yep. I'm sorry. But at the same time, if you don't pay taxes, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have enough money to get your butt out of, you know, to fight it. And most of us don't. So, April 15th. But make sure the taxes turn in. So anyway, and what we want to do this year too, I want to make sure that we get a positive spin. We want to make sure that we uplift the people out there that's listening. We want to be an encouragement because a lot of crazy stuff going on. Number 323-443-7453. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Would you agree, ladies?
Yeah. All right. Going on like this. You heard about these Arizona teenagers? You know, they had the shirts that spelled out N-I, you know, asterisk, E. Yeah. They thought that was
apparently,
funny.
Apparently, they were a part of a larger group that had a bigger message, and they thought it was funny to take out those specific letterings and take a picture like that. Like, that was cute. And I saw a post about mass media trying to determine whether they're going to release their faces, but their faces are everywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Slatter these
I'm looking at their faces right now.
The screen who thought that was cute. Y'all want to be popular? You want to be smiling, spelling out the N-word? Do you think that's cute? Put these little heifers on the screen.
Whoa,
now, if it was one of us doing, you know, spelling out some old white cracker, I guarantee you they have us all over the news.
Got that right.
What's the issue with them showing their faces? I don't understand. They're okay with spelling out the word, the N-word, but you don't want your face seen? What's the problem?
I think it's because they're minors. They're minors.
Well, you know there's not a huge African-American population in the state of Arizona. So I'm not saying that's an excuse for it, but
well,
I think
say,
that they are not culturally
diverse.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, not there's no excuse for what they did, but I definitely know that's a fact. It's too hot for us out there.
Yeah.
Too dry.
Well, the deal is though, you know, it was a derogatory term. If you didn't know nothing about no black people or what's being politically correct, you know you didn't do that in an attempt to shed a positive light on anything.
Right.
You did that on purpose because you thought it was funny. Until somebody whipped you behind, then you upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you wondering why. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I digress.
Yeah, but like the ignorance level, like, you know, again, like I said last week, it's like I can't wrap my mind around this whole race issue after all this time. Like, this is still news. Like, this is some really deep-seated issues that's coming to the forefront now. And, you know, before it was like closet racism, like, you might be working with your boss. He may not understand you only hiring you because they have to. But now I think people just being more vocal. They're just coming out with it, you know. There was this thing about
that.
Hmm?
I have something, Tim. It's funny you say that. I had an interesting revelation at work today.
Okay.
So one of my coworkers who, nobody really likes her anyway, but she's very dry. Everyone calls her flat white. even the white people.
Like
so
they so dry. Like,
yes, like flat white. Exactly.
That is funny.
Matt.
Yes, flat white. So flat white decided to share with a couple of my other coworkers, not me of course, that she is a Trump supporter. And she, you know, firmly believes in most of the stuff that he's saying. Needless to say, one of my other coworkers went off on her because he's a straight-laced, like, that's completely unacceptable. So that was one thing I found out about her today. I also found out today that she told another coworker, there's a bunch of he said, she said stuff, but either way, everyone talks about flat white. She said she really enjoys Kanye's music, but she would never go to a concert because it's too many of, and she stopped herself talking to this other girl.
Mm.
And she's like, I really want to know what she was saying. And she's basically Trump supporter. She's one of them right-wing racist women, but she doesn't know any better. So I've made it my mission to talk to her at every single chance I get. I did it today before I left. But honestly, I don't know how long I can keep up with this mission because the conversation was so, but everything is like, so, yeah, we went to the meeting and it's totally flat white. So they're amongst us. They're amongst us.
Get away right now!
Like, what? Well,
she gonna come out one day.
Wait.
She's just gonna break.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
She's just gonna come out one day. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I can't take it.
You don't get this dark skinned person thing away from me.
I feel so much better.
I'm gonna proceed to introduce her to Latifah. That's what's going to happen with that. But either way. Yeah, it was interesting you say that about just about the workplace and how, you know, they're amongst all the time. And I frankly enjoy racist people. And I enjoy them because you're so mad at what? Like, if you ever, like, see a racist person, they're so angry. They're so angry. And what are you really angry about? They're so angry, all you could do is laugh at it because it's like, it's so ignorant. It's so, like, you're so uninformed. You're so one-sided. You can't see past yourself. And obviously you have deep-rooted issues in yourself. If you're so angry about someone else and what someone else is or does or what they are.
Well, listen. The problem is, Ms. Tia, which I'm understanding, you guys are taking over the country, okay? First, you know, you want to get education. First you want to read, then you got education. Now we're taking our jobs. What's next? Come on. Oh. Jesus.
It's funny you say that because I'm not watching it, but I saw it this morning on Good Morning America. There's a show called What Would You Do? It comes on ABC.
Yeah.
And they're doing, you know what I'm talking about? And they do a social experiment where this woman, she's beautiful, right? She's like Indian looking, Middle Eastern looking. She gets out her car. She has a flat tire on the street. So this older black gentleman comes and helps her, starts talking about how she's fine and all that. And then, they changed her outfit and they put a hijab on her, you know, the Muslim garb on her head. And then they wanted to see how many people were going to stop and help her. So nobody was helping her. and she out there trying to change that tire, but when she didn't have that on, and now some man stopping her talking about 9/11 and all this stuff, and, you know, she just needs help changing her tire.
So, he's like, well,
you know,
I guess they probably
they don't want to be.
At least we got competition for being hated. I mean, cause the Muslims is definitely getting it right now. They definitely get it.
Yeah,
we not. I think we're probably second most hated. I mean, we have been surpassed now. So it feels good a little bit, you know. Hey, get a little relief, a little bit. I'm just.
Yeah.
But if
you saw a woman, Tim, on the side of the road, if she's, you know, beautiful, hair flowing, and she, you know, she's a tire change, but then you see the same woman with a hijab on her head, are you going to be willing to stop?
How do I know it's a woman? It could be a, decoy. It could be a decoy with the thing on. Trying to blow us up.
There are a lot of guys stopping, her with the hijab on and they're helping her change the tire.
Everybody, I'm joking. Listeners, relax. These are jokes. But no. I mean, a black person, how can we ever be racist? You know what I mean? Really. But no, number one, I wouldn't stop only because I got somewhere to go and I don't feel like changing that tire. But regardless of what color she was. But... It's not that I'm not stopping because you got that stuff on your head and it's hot out here. But it's because I got to go somewhere else. And I don't want to get my, you know, dirty. I got time for that,
How did it become hot? Man, she's sweating under the garb.
I'm just saying. No, but no offense to, you know, these are jokes. We got to have some fun. But no, it is kind of messed up because they do get, it's not like, you know, they can kind of get away with not being recognized because they definitely have a distinct look for the most part. Or if you wear the garb, you can only imagine that these good old boys is feeling some type of way about you, you know. So this is tough all the way around. You know, and it's funny because, you know what, it's funny. No one ever really came at white folks about nothing. Isn't that something? Like, everybody else, even the fact that Jay King took over the country, you know, and just made it yours, and then you got a problem with everybody else that came in the country, as if you was already here first. Like, this is really your stuff. I mean, that's the movement.
This country was built for the real Americans, the white Americans. It was built for the Americans, for the working Americans. Well, wouldn't the working Americans be the Negroes that was working out in the fields? The Negroes that was built on train tracks? The Negroes that was stacking up bricks? So if it's built for the working American, as they always say, I don't even want to get into race relations.
I know.
Because it's late, guys, and... No one
has time
for that. Yes, it's nighttime. You know I'm throwing up my case. It's nighttime. Let's not do that. Let's move. What's positive going on right now? What's anything positive going on?
Well, as Erica said earlier, she woke up clothed in her right mind. Her mind stayed on Jesus. No, I'm joking. No, let's find something good. What is good? There's got to be something good. And it's funny because it seems like every show we do does kind of revert back to something deal with race. Like, it's just something, we can't get around it. Like, that's how much subconsciously it just comes up, you know. But let's find something good. Let's dig deep.
Listen, I got some Fumi Wang race material. Stacey
cool.
Dash.
Ah, that's fun. Yeah, that should be fun. Well, first and foremost, who is Stacey Dash? I mean, who is this?
Right.
I mean, like, I don't know why everybody up in arms, like, who she's not relevant. Who can? Who is she? You have, what's the last movie, Mo' Money? They're like, well, 1989? I was 10. Or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh.
More money. Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait,
she,
when
I mean,
Clueless came out, when Clueless, Clueless came out, you talking about Clueless?
She had
no,
more money with
Dana
Wayne.
Oh,
more money with Dana Wayne.
Oh, money,
and,
money came out when we was young, yeah. But Clueless, look, she was definitely in her 30s when she did Clueless. Because she almost 50, 49. But
yeah,
I'm saying
nevertheless.
She, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
Nevertheless,
so
who is she?
Yeah, that's not a good enough
she's
track record.
She's Damon Dash's cousin. She's an award-winning
actor.
And
who is Damon
Dash? Exactly.
Damon Dash
allow
has no significance now that he's left for Rockefeller. He's had enough.
Another loudmouth that got out of position and that's also of no importance. You know what I'm saying? He's got a big mouth. You've seen him back in the day. He always running his mouth talking about something. Dean Dash always, no offense, you know, but another loudmouth. You know what I'm saying? Both out of a job right now. People, this the whole
right.
family need to shut up. She's talking
foolishness. Both out of a job.
You know what I'm saying? He could have been working with Jay-Z. You got a plate. We ain't going to go there. We just going to leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying, okay. The Dash family need to make a dash for it and just shut up. It's
shut
crazy.
Up.
And the other side of it, though, I don't know how proud I am of BT anyway. I mean, are they really projecting
well, she
any
was proud
good
enough
anything?
To get a check from them, wasn't she?
Well,
BET
exactly.
is not even a black-run company anymore.
I know.
It was sold to Viacom.
But I don't like the fact that she's talking about she don't want to have a Black History Month. We're all American. Yeah. I'm talking about, there's an Italian History Month. There's we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I don't understand. We shouldn't have nothing, but everybody else should?
Exactly. Because she thinks...
Well, like she said... Mm-hmm. Either you want integration or segregation. You have to choose.
She's dead inside. And you know what else?
She's dead to me. Huh? She's dead inside.
Yeah.
Her wake is Tuesday. This is dead.
Oh my gosh. She's dead inside.
Her corpse. Her corpse is lying. She's merely a cat. She's her former self.
She is. Like, she's ashamed of herself. Honestly, she really is. She really wishes that she wasn't who she is, and she's a black woman, and that's just what it is. You make yourself look like a fool. You're like a clown when you go on Fox News talking all this rhetoric about how you feel this way, that way. They clowning you.
Mm-hmm. Cooning.
Yeah, they love a coon. They love a coon.
Yeah.
She's the biggest one of them all.
Who?
Yeah. She literally, that's what I said, when she's dead inside, it's because she doesn't even know who she is.
She said, she's dead inside.
Oh my goodness.
Erica
is one-liner. She's crazy.
I saw this meme that said, Stacey Dash ain't been right since Kanye dropped her off at the airport. You
I
remember that video?
Common was in the back taking her ticket. And she...
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, I think in the same time, you know, who else is giving her a check? So she's actually, like, on regular on there, so she's definitely getting a check from Fox. Who else would be giving her a check?
It's a minstrel show starring Stacey Dash.
Yeah. The thing is, she realized that black folks don't want to hear none of that garbage she's talking about, whatever she was talking about. Even if she was talking about some black stuff, people like, excuse me, who are you again? Okay, no. So she decided to go ahead to the white folks. I don't blame you. Go on to Fox News. Get your check. You know. And who's that? Raven Simone was another one like that. Yeah,
Raven is just as confused as well. I don't think she ain't as far as dead inside, but she definitely got some brain damage.
Mm-hmm. You know, see, these people... These are folks that
Bill Cosby
I think had.
Bill Cosby gave her. Oh, she was on the Bill Cosby vitamin plan. Now that makes sense.
Leave Bill alone. And let's talk about Bill.
Put it in a pudding.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's shift gears a little bit to Mr. Bill Cosby. Now, after this high-powered attorney he hired, she definitely broke it down. I don't know if y'all checked it out, but that's why I wanted to represent me if I get in trouble. Okay, and that's my defense attorney right there. Because she really broke it down to a point where it makes you think twice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you give us some breakdown?
Well, what she was saying is that, because the lady tried to come at her on Fox News or something crazy, and talking about the allegations, and she said that it was pills. It wasn't specified. It wasn't like the Quaaludes like they had, and at the time. So the lady was trying to allude to the fact that because he gave her something that it had to be some mind-altering drug, which it wasn't. She said she wasn't feeling well, first and foremost. This is the woman who actually took him to trial. But then going back, she was like, basically pointing to the fact that something you did 40 years ago is not necessarily something that you will be doing, like, that you're justifying today. That's basically how she's coming at it. Like, the ladies, people trying to crucify him for something he did allegedly did 40 years ago as to what happened in this particular case, because that's what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So she wasn't saying that he didn't do whatever he did back in the day, but that's not what he's on trial for. So how are you trying to try this man based off of whatever allegations that you have no proof of 30, 40 years ago with this situation? You know what I'm saying? And there was that one lady who had to brought that case recently. I don't know if you heard about that, but she basically just shut down the case. She had she had filed charges or something like that, and then she just dropped. So
the
this
only
is just
thing that this whole thing is proven is that Bill Cosby got a lot of punani at the height of his career. He liked to get down and party hard just like the rest of them. So his cookie cutter image that he had in the media was just that, cookie cutter image. Just like everybody thought Whitney Houston was the golden child. It's all about how they didn't have all the like social networking and technology today where you can get instant access and, get people in their scandals. They had very good people to cover up their stuff. Everybody knew, I'm sure got around and say, Bill likes to get down. He likes to get high with these pills. Get down. Either you down or you not. You know exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's right, but I don't think it's all like they try to make it seem like he maliciously and gave them these pills without their knowledge.
Right, exactly. And that's why, and they said this stuff, now clearly this stuff didn't happen. They sit on this stuff in times like this. Now, the truth behind the matter is that he was trying to buy I think he's trying to buy NBC or one of these stations, something like that.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they tried to shut him down, and that's why all this came out.
Exactly. And he, this is the second time he tried to buy it.
I'm straight talking, y'all. I had y'all on mute. Do you believe that? I'm like, why ain't they letting me speak?
Oh, well, let me finish my point now that you're back. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. I'm up next. I got next.
Gotcha. what I'm saying, I guess it makes you, I guess anybody that's coming up in Hollywood, be careful who's around you and what you're doing, because obviously everybody around you is not your friend. And the same people that he was partying and getting down, whatever they was doing, they was keeping tabs and making sure that they had enough on him in case this brother get out of line. We're going to tighten you back up. And saying that's exactly what happened. And like you said, T, he was just having fun like everybody else. It wasn't nothing. Yeah. That's Hollywood for you. You're rich and famous. That's what they do. They try to make it seem like he the only one in Hollywood drugging.
Exactly.
They were all doing that.
Because this is how I feel about it. To me, Bill wasn't going to get it from me. You ain't getting that.
Shoot, that's what they said.
Bill Cosby.
He can't get it.
I'm not going to no room with Bill. I don't care who Bill is. I ain't going to no room with him. I ain't going to no room with Russell Simmons. I ain't going up to no. No, we just not doing that.
Mm-mm.
We're just not
nope.
going to do it. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how famous you are.
Mm-hmm.
So they
Amen.
Do that because they wanted to. I'm not
mm-hmm.
doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, mm-mm, you ain't getting none of these.
Yeah, they wanted
to.
They wanted.
Nope.
Yeah, they wanted to go in Bill's room and be
yeah,
all
in
Bill's
did.
Space
they
and Bill is my friend.
Get
and,
up in his,
yeah.
Yes, they're
mm-hmm.
trying to get Bill's pockets. No, I'll stay broke on my own. No.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's what you say. Now that's what they said then. They was like,
what
no,
I,
no, I know that
nah.
for a fact.
Get some of that pudding pop.
Nah.
No, we're not
mm-hmm.
doing
that. I'd be like, I'm
sorry.
You don't sit down.
Yeah, I'll be like, Ken, you ain't getting it. Stop. Oh, that's what I say now. So you talking about, okay, so anybody who says any, okay, let me try to find an actress that's ratchet that you would be like, yeah, I'm going to get with her because she got money and she drug you. Let me see. Who would it?
Well,
Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett.
I hate you for Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett,
in all fairness, Carol Burnett was okay as Miss Flanagan. She was drunk and easy, so that could have went down.
How about Melissa McCarthy? How about Melissa McCarthy?
I don't know who that is. So absolutely,
McCarthy.
I don't know who that is.
From Bridesmaids, the heavy set one, from Mike and Molly.
Oh okay. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's why I had to get him.
Time.
I thought I was like, Betty White. Betty got money.
Betty.
She got that golden
Betty
girl money.
White
she
White
runs one all
Betty
the time.
She got
was fine.
She turned 94. She just turned 94. You gonna get some of that?
Mm-hmm. She's fine.
Well, we
she
all
ready.
Recording
Cicely Tyson.
What about Cicely?
Leslie Uggam. No. Somebody.
Well, at 20, Cicely wasn't gonna get it. She could have been 18. I'm like, girl, you better get out of here.
Shut up.
Like, quit playing now. Go ahead now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
well,
you
know what's funny? Let me just interject something here. And this is something me and, this movie, did y'all ever see Cicely Tyson? And I know we shouldn't be talking about our black greats, so this is just jokes, people. Relax, calm down, chill. Now, she played Harriet Tubman. Did anybody see that movie?
Did anybody see this movie?
Did you see the movie?
With Cicely Tyson playing Harriet Tubman? No.
Okay.
I did not have the pleasure.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
Okay.
I've never seen it, but I'm laughing because I can't even.
Okay. All I need to say is that, now, granted, now Harriet Tubman was probably 300 when she died or something like that. But, like, you know how some movies just cut off the age progression process?
Yeah.
Kept it going. You know what I'm saying?
They kept it going with Cicely?
Yeah, they kept adding on to her age. You know what I'm saying? It, like, she just was already not becoming at a certain age. Like, if she was 50, then it went to, like, she went to 70 and 80. And then me and my wife at the time, we was watching it, and she's like, is she getting progressively uglier? Like, I mean, it just keeps adding on to the ugliness.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it just got hard. I mean, and by the time the end of the movie, we was in tears. I forgot what the movie was about. All I was looking at the picture was like, oh, my God. This is right. I said, they can stop the aging. You don't have to keep on going. Y'all think I'm joking, rent that movie or look it up online and put the final makeup with Cicely Tyson. This was a mess.
Shut up. Is this as bad as Kirk Douglas?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's tough. that's tough. That's tough.
Listen. Oh, God.
That's tough. Now, folks, for you listening who don't know, okay, is when somebody got to go pull up a picture from 30, 40 years ago to figure out who we are today.
Yes.
I didn't know who it was.
Who is that?
Like, you was like, I need an older picture. You got to talk me older picture. Kirk Zucker is 99.
Yeah, let me see him at 57. What did he look like at 48? Give me something. Mm. I can't make him out. Like,
he
look
very
confused.
Attractive.
He's very attractive. Chin, but, you know, he's up there in age now. He's still getting it, but he can barely speak English.
I don't know what he was
Remember
talking about.
You need to get some sound bites from that. You need to get some sound bites.
I am, yeah. I'm going to
please, get some sound bites from that interview. And
I don't even know Kirk. I got it.
Right there.
I'm so sorry. So bad for the audience. They probably like, what? We inside joking it for real. They like,
yes,
what is happening?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Kirk Douglas. Please, nighttime listeners, Google Kirk Douglas. Check out his before and after photos. Check
so many words after that.
Kind of communicate sometimes without words. We're going to need to be able to when we get to that.
Yeah, you know what? God bless him. That's right, because he is still trying to do him. You know, his speech is at the point where you cannot understand it. It doesn't sound like English.
Mm-mm.
But he's still here.
He's
alive.
Talking.
I would get scared
talking.
At that age because you, like, every day you go to sleep. Am I going to wake up? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tomorrow my last, it's today my last day. Like, every day I'd be scared. Like, is today the last day? Is it over today?
I might as well get that last slice of pizza because, I don't know. I might as well. Every day you just nervous.
I mean, it's scary. You
just paranoid
like,
walking
well.
Around the house. You don't know what to do. I don't know. Should I drive today?
He better not be driving.
Every day I be scared. Like, I go to sleep. Is this it? Is this the last time I will lay down? Is this all I wake up in the morning?
I don't.
Dad. Let me check on Dad. See if he's alive today.
That's bad. Well, I tell you one thing. At that point, I would hope whoever I'm married to, like Tim, listen, the Night House Radio Show is over, brother. That you can't even read. Like, would you? You can't even read. The show is over, son. So you've had your run. 50 years ago, I would be mad at my wife letting me sit up here out here talking like I ain't got no sense, talking about nothing anyway. But,
yeah
that's all.
Kirk is still, he's still trying to make it. He alive and Stacey dead inside.
Well, I tell you, the living and the dead today, I tell you. The living and the dead. We were supposed to have our guests come in, but let's go ahead and play it. This is Big Six before the time run out. It's called Shine. Let's check that out real quick. And we'll be back.
I'm a firm believer. I got nothing to lose. You can never give up when the music lives in you. This is my dream. I left my time to shine. Let the haters take, but ain't no way they gon' stop. They can't stop me, but this is not a dream. I've been through many wars, I've witnessed many things, yet still I reign supreme. No more hate here. Now they see me and smile, look what they hate did. Now what they say, you did great, kid. Keep up whatever you do, you gon' make it. This is my faith here, I tell them take care. And then I get in the whip that cost the state fair. See the mistake here? Yeah, I let them down. Helping head deep while others go without. I let them go the route that their choice is made. They say I'm showing out, I say I'm getting paid. Now it's shit to fame, cross the seven seas. I'm being booked for shows the cats never see. Because of jealousy, they a done deal. Now it's hands out, they all want deal. I never lost faith, but this is God's plan. This in the hands of the Lord, I'm just a type man. My actions show success, my vision's in the act. I live my life forward, no more looking back. My picture's in the snap, when I recite lines. My flow is written past, for those with like minds. They say the change dead, I say we'll get it back. They say it changed heads, I say we'll change it back. Today's our major rap, for those who play with rap. It's either step it up, I'll face the danger trap. And I ain't talking health, I'm talking taking pride. I'm talking A&Rs, I'm talking labels die. I'm talking business here, we talking straight facts. I need a witness here, we about to change rap. I'm trying to strain back, they couldn't carry mine. We want the game back, and six about to shine. Who live in doubt, the Lord knows what you can't figure out. Keep a bigger route and patient steps. Aim to live your dream and embrace your quest. Never lose pride, never give up. Never lose sight, never let up. Never stay down, keep your head up. And when your friends clown, don't get fed up. Let them all talk, let your actions speak. Run your own course at an athlete's speed. You pass the curls when you at your peak. And then you see when they out of you, then out your league. The time of be all you wouldn't is to make it happen. And honestly, you might see more than what you plan to happen. I fought the wars, but look at me, I'm making paper stacking. Changing days to nights, my vacations in my paper fashion.
Are back. That was Big Six. He is originally from Passaic, New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey in the house. And now he's in Ohio doing his thing out there. He's been in the hip hop industry for many years and takes great pride in his music, represents ordinary people and speaks of his past situations, daily struggles, everyday living that most can relate to on a daily basis. So hopefully you guys did enjoy checking out his music. You can check him out everywhere. He's on SoundCloud under Big Six, also BigSix.bandcamp.com for those familiar with that. iTunes, check him out. You can download the sync. It's also on Spotify, SpinUp.com. Check him out. It's called Shine. All right. So, ladies, we are narrowing down to the last 5 minutes. With that said. What's up?
Hello? Oh.
Shut up.
Okay. We're like, okay. We're
like, okay. I so enjoyed this show tonight. I need that good, those good laughs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can be thankful for more than just, you know, breathing is great. But, you know, actually breathing and enjoying life is even better.
Yes.
That's right. That is right. I got a little something for you. Just sing along. Whenever I'm feeling down, people. Yeah, there it is. There we go. Watch out now.
No.
There it is.
Talk to me.
Nah, well, that's it, folks. We, that's pretty much it. So, yes, check us out next week for more fun times in the Night House. Make sure you tell a friend to tell another friend, and then maybe we all can be friends in the Night House.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh. Tim Night Out. Yeah.
TD. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. I can go deeper in now.
Oh, all right. Thank you, everyone who's listening in. Shut up. Shut your mouth. Yeah. Shut your mouth. Everyone who's listening in, God bless. Good night. See you next week.
Erica
Good
Chanel.
Night, all. Be thankful to wake up tomorrow. Praise God.
That's right. Don't be dead inside, people, okay? You helped us understand the beauty of being alive. And, of course, check out your boy, TimKnight.com. Got a lot of cool things going on. And just hopefully, you know, you guys enjoyed the show. Plenty more to come. It's okay to have some fun. Enjoy yourself. All right, till next week. Deuces. Check out Big Six. Show them your love. That's it. Have a good night. And I got to leave it with this song right here.
Turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain what I need for keeps. This silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. At night.